Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Sylvia Walker, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Abs. I'm great. Thank you. And you?
I'm good. I just sometimes need to learn to just keep my mouth shut. Yeah, because I just backed the Springboks. I'm crossing fingers. They need to win. But Sylvia, it's a Friday. Thank you.
Yeah. I heard the bet. Yeah, and you may end up going to Blue Downs.
Hey, listen, I think it would be a good jaw. Anyways, I think I will go to Blue Downs. Anyways,
absolutely.
Even if we do win. Now, 20 minutes past five now. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to Sylvia every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, feel free to do so. The email address is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. And this morning, Sylvia is once again taking from her book, Smart Woman, and asking, are women specific financial products a good idea? Sylvia, okay, let's start off. What is meant by woman-specific financial product? What is that?
Abs, I think there's three sort of main products that are geared towards women and marketed specifically for women and to women, and that's the car insurance, which we're probably all quite aware of. Then there's illness or trauma cover that covers specific women's illnesses, so insurance that pays out in terms of illness. And then the last one is women entrepreneurship funding, which is a big one that's come about over the last couple of years. So broadly, it covers those three areas.
And if we talk about these specific financial products, I mean, like your car insurance, I mean, can I mention the brands?
I suppose you can.
I suppose I can. I mean, you talk
a
yeah.
It's your show.
You always wonder. But I mean, you talk about, what's it? Women's, what's that one?
I'm not saying it.
Oh yeah, you're not saying it. If I remember the name for it, I'll tell you. They had lovely adverts, by the way. I enjoy their adverts. But I mean, what's the reason behind it? Are women better drivers than men? Let's talk about that. Women specific car insurance companies.
Yeah, Abs. According to claims history, women are better drivers than men. So within the industry, they've had a look and they've said that in general, women actually seem to make better decisions, more careful decisions when they drive. They take fewer risks. They stick to the speed limit. And if one looks at some stats from Arrive Alive, apparently men, 60% more men die in road accidents than women do on average. So, in general, the reasoning behind it is that women are safer drivers. They also say women are less likely to drive, to drink and drive, where apparently research shows men are more likely to do that, have a few drinks and climb behind the steering wheel. So it's based on that premise that women are better drivers than men. And there is a lot of information out there showing that women are more cautious. That's the reasoning behind it. And then what they sometimes do is they add in other things too. So apart from just the car insurance, they will add in other elements, other aspects of short-term insurance as part of that, as part of the deal, as part of the package.
And what would those be? I mean, I was about to ask, is it only about car insurance or anything else will be included in that?
Yeah, because, they say that women, compared to men, women often carry their most valuable possessions with them. So I think like perfume, in their handbags, cell phones, sunglasses, their obviously cash and all of those things. So a woman's handbag contains a myriad of things that are often quite valuable. So there may be extra benefits covering that, loss of that as well. And also things such as sometimes they may throw in breast cancer cover or shopping assistance or, roadside assistance, but that you can also get with male products or with gender neutral products, if I can put it that way. So they do sometimes add in other benefits. As I say, because women tend to carry more valuable things with them on their person compared to men. They do add other aspects as well.
So let's sum it up, Sylvia. I mean, is it a good idea then to take out women-only cover?
So, as you know, this is a double-edged sword, and I think it all depends on each person's individual situation. I'm a great believer in getting different quotes. So don't just assume, because they're very well marketed, these products, they're very well packaged, and that's somewhere, and perhaps it's not a good idea to mention anybody's name. But they're well packaged, they're well positioned. And it's not necessarily, you cannot necessarily take it as a given that it's actually going to be a better deal for you. So I would always say to people, get quotes and make sure that you get the best deal at the end of the day. Watch out for a few things. Watch out for your excess, because Your quote can look quite good, but the excess can be quite hectic. And you don't always think about that when you're actually taking out the quote. You know, you're looking at the prices and, oh, this one's 200 Rand cheaper, but perhaps that excess is going to bite you. Because remember, you're taking that cover out in case something happens. And that leads me to something else. You know, there's these bundled products one has. You know, they add in this, they add in that, they add in all those extras. There are no freebies. There ain't no free lunch, as the saying goes. So you're paying for those bundled extras. It may be a little bit here, a little bit there. These cashback options, we can't even talk about that in detail, but where they offer cashback options, all of that is built into the pricing. It has to be, because how often they do it. So I'm a great believer in keeping things simple. Mm. You know, if you want a cashback option, you know, open an investment account kind of thing. I'm saying. So you know, keep things simple. Stick to the knitting. You're taking out insurance for a specific reason. Get quotes. Don't presume just because it's packaged like that that it's going to be the best deal for you.
Okay, let's talk about other gender-specific insurances, such as, I don't know, critical or severe illness cover. I think you've just alluded to that. I think what you're saying is, if you want those, go to the professionals that do that.
And the thing is, when you look at now, so we've spoken about short-term, and when you look at the critical illness cover, there are a number of companies out there offering like a policy for women-specific cancers. Cancer is the big one, because it's quite an emotional thing for women. So it may be a female cancer policy or a breast cancer policy. As I said, there are quite a number of those out there. And women buy those. I have a number of clients who've bought those because they actually are very appealing. Again, very well packaged. My argument to them always is, what happens if you have a heart attack? What happens if you have a stroke? Because the three most common critical illnesses that we experience in society is cancer, heart attack, and stroke. So by taking out a female cancer policy, you're actually missing out on the other two. So if you had to have a heart attack, it won't pay out. So one has to be very careful of that again. It's well packaged, but you know, if you want to claim, make sure that you're covered on a wider scale than just for a specific particular kind of illness, such as cancer.
All right, to you listening at home, you're listening to the voice of Sylvia Walker, your resident financial advisor, joining you every Friday around about this time to give you some advice when it comes to your financial needs. And a reminder to you that if you ever need to be in contact with Sylvia Walker, you can use her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. And this morning, we are talking about women-specific financial products. Are they a good idea? Well, Sylvia is just giving you the lowdown on that. Sylvia, as we are tying it up right now, you know, there's so many other questions. I mean, you talked about severe illness cover, but we also need to talk about female-specific illnesses. I mean, are those things you want to just go in general with, or do you find specific companies out there?
Yes, no, you do, Abs, and you do. And as I say, the problem is that they only cover that condition. So if you take out a breast cancer policy, it's only going to pay out if you get breast cancer. And we sometimes think that, you know, because they only cover a specific illness, they sometimes are a bit cheaper. Again, it comes back to price. So you will buy something that is more affordable. But actually, again, I would challenge people, go and look at the wider product, the product that is gender specific, that doesn't cover, you know, just for women, and have a look at the price and then look at what you're covered for, because there's a much wider range of illnesses, and make sure that you're covered no matter what happens, just for that specific illness.
And Sylvia, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but I do want to ask you, you also mentioned women entrepreneur funding. Very quickly on that, what's that about? And then maybe your closing thoughts?
Yeah, very briefly, Abs. It's really funding aimed at helping or encouraging women entrepreneurship in South Africa. So, interesting, the largest number of self-employed women are black women in South Africa, over a million. But this funding is available. There's a number of institutions that offer it through government agencies, through individual private agencies, really to encourage women entrepreneurship. So that's really what that is. And that's a good thing, because it actually gives women a bit of a head start. So because you're a woman, you actually qualify. It's geared towards you specifically. So that's fantastic. Just closing thoughts, because I know we are running out of time. So be careful when it comes to that gender-specific insurance. Just shop around for the best prices. Don't fall for the marketing package, for the advertising, for all of that stuff. Make sure you get the right thing for you and know what you're paying for. So keep things simple. You know, make sure that you're getting the cover that you want. Check your excesses, because that's quite a big one. And make sure you know what you're actually paying for, what benefits you're getting. And then lastly, as I say, the funding for women entrepreneurship is a fantastic idea. So if you're in that space, then actually, you know, make use of that. Make use of that bias that is created towards assisting women, which is very positive.
Sylvia Walker, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you next week Friday.
Fantastic. And have a great weekend.
Will do. Sylvia Walker, Money Matters on Cape Talk.